What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, so we're just getting warmed up today. Gorgeous afternoon. A little bit of news on the Michigan thing. And tomorrow, thank God, just put this thing to bed one way or the other. Okay? Whether it's something, nothing in between, I'm tired of it. But that's the NCAA. Now, here's what I wanted to do before I asked David's opinion. I wanted to add a log to the fire here, and you tell me if it's something or nothing. Okay? I don't remember in the past the NCAA holding a full-blown press conference to announce punishment. It is a written process. Mm-hmm. I know they did a Zoom with Tennessee. According to ESPN sources, there's going to be a press conference tomorrow.
I want to say, didn't they do it with Penn State?
Can't speak to it. Don't remember. That was a lifetime ago for me, but I'll trust you. Here was the other one. There's normally a 24-hour window that Michigan should get that report today. They're not getting that report today. Apparently, they're getting that report tomorrow at 9 a.m., and by noon, the NCAA is at the podium. Is that something or nothing? I'm asking. I'm not smart enough to tell you. It seems awkward.
Yeah, because originally when reported by Pete Thamel, all parties involved were given it today. And then, nope. You know, we'd find out sometime tomorrow. So it's a head scratcher, Mike. I think for this, it's that Rorschach test. People see what they want to see. You see?
Well, naturally.
I don't think it's going to be anything big. But then I think back to Harkin. To what has been said, like, well, why would Michigan do all of this work,
right?
If it was just a slap on the wrist, if anything, except a slap on the wrist a few years ago,
be done with it,
and we're done.
But David, I'd like to bring in on this because this is your team, and again, I know there's a bit of a folly in asking people what they expect to happen, because people are probably just going to go party line, and I'm totally okay if you say you don't know. Maybe it's a dumb question because none of us know. I mean, I have leanings. I don't trust the NCAA to show a spine. But the other side of it is, this is their Alamo. This is their last shot to show that they're a true regulatory force.
Yeah.
But again, the world goes around. I don't know. I'm with Rico. Michigan cheats. Cleveland State goes on probation. David, what do you make of all of it? Then we'll get some tickets.
See, I lean in that direction of it's not going to be much. But then I add another log to the fire here, because you all are talking about the press conference, something you usually don't see. What you also usually don't see is a pre-announcement to the announcement.
A meeting to set up the meeting.
And that it just leans me in the direction that if they're telling you we're coming with this tomorrow, it makes me feel like they're giving a warning to Michigan and saying, put your britches on. We're coming for you on Friday. It's leaning in that direction, but it's still the NCAA in my mind. And do they ever do that?
See, I guess I can feel that, David, because the fact that it's noon, if what Mike said is correct, because I got to think if this was truly nothing, it would be at 6 o'clock while everybody's on their long weekend.
Why would you do a press conference to do nothing? I'm asking. That's what it comes down to.
You're right. It doesn't make sense to have a press conference and say, okay, you get just $10 million and that's it.
Or the flip side, hear me out. You hold the press conference because you know a lot of people are going to say, well, why did Michigan get off so light? So let's just answer the questions. Let's just let the reporters ask away, and we'll try to explain to you why we didn't deem it necessary to punish Michigan the way some people thought that it should be punished. We'll just get it out the way. Rip the Band-Aid off.
Again, I think you could, if you want to take the cynical approach, I'm not mad at you. You just say, look, Michigan's golden goose. NCAA's weak. But if you look at, I mean, do I say common sense? Do I say facts? It's probably a little of both. It does seem hard to believe it would be nothing.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Again, my life goes on regardless. They cheated, Harbaugh's filth, and I don't have to validate anything.
See,
I just live my life. But like,
I can see the nothing, Mike, but the only problem I have with that is Michigan. Why were you fighting nothing?
I don't get
that. Why were you fighting tooth and nail for nothing? If it was going to be this light of a penalty, you just say, okay, cool, accept it,
right,
and you move on.
Because, you know, you're right, as if you're a Michigan fan and you think about it, if it comes out tomorrow that it's a 2-game suspension for Moore, you know, to show cause for Harbaugh, which is fine. I mean, that's, you almost would end up annoyed at your own school. Like, why the hell did we even go to a committee on a frat? Why did we do this?
Right.
Like, that's the part I can't reconcile.
And that's what makes me think, like, every time I want to say this is going to be nothing, it's like, but why would you fight so hard against nothing and threaten to sue against nothing? It's like the cop coming back, you're speeding. Mike, I'm going to give you a warning. No. I'm going to court. No, I said I'm giving you a warning. No. Okay, maybe this guy doesn't know what warning means.
You're not wrong. And I think it's difficult. Look, it's very difficult because not only are we close to it that we live in this state, we do this job. And yes, we went to the school up the road. So look, first of all, no matter what happens tomorrow, let me make a guarantee to you, like death and taxes.
Right.
No one will be happy tomorrow. The penalty will either be not enough or too much. Correct. This is like if David talks about the car he just got. No one's going to be like, "Ah, good for you, David. That's the car you should be driving." It'll be like, "Who the hell does he think he is?" Or
see, I don't know. I think if the penalties are exactly what people are saying, I think Michigan fans will be happy because in the end,
right, but then the rest of the world looks at it and goes,
be happy.
Fart noise.
Oh, please. They will be burning down Buckeye Stadium.
I actually think Michigan fan, if anything happens, they'll be aggrieved. Because there's been a weird tone through it where, like, even after the school admits to cheating, fans claim they didn't. It's just like, I can't, nothing I can do.
No, I think Michigan fans will then rally and say, now you must no longer say we cheated. You must give us our full championship propers.
Yeah, not happening.
We cheated. It is what it is.
That's it. And again, you're not a real Wolverine fan.
No, but you have every right. You don't have to say those things. But I don't know what world you exist in where you think you get to tell me what to. No, I don't have to validate it. Yeah. David, I want you to remember something. The Big Ten dimed out Michigan State and said, you don't have to play this game. MSU went out there and couldn't use any signals. Now, Michigan would have beat us regardless. Let's be clear. But MSU, do you remember we had to run to the sidelines? It was like Little Giants with Rick Moranis.
Yep.
It was like we were grade school. Don't, please. Now, come on. Come on. What do the ticket techs have to say? Or do you want to do it next? Because we got callers lining up now, too. So why don't we keep it timely?
Ticket techs are booming.
What do you think is going to happen, guys? I don't think there's any yelling involved. Something or nothing. And tell me why. And let's talk through it. Because by the time we take the air tomorrow,
I'll be listening. It'll be you and Stoney.
Oh, you have the day off tomorrow?
Yeah.
Sparty. Couldn't handle the heat.
I just want to let people know. That was already planned. That was already planned.
You're fine. Go enjoy your life.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.